Good morning. 7:41 a.m. on November the 14th, 2013. 11:14:13. I was up a little bit later last night because I wanted to get 7K in and sync my 50,000 last night. 13 days, 50,000 words. Not a record. I had forgotten that my record pace was 50K in a week, which I set back in 2011. 16 minutes on the first mile. Good, good. I'm moving right along because I got stuff I got to do today. Today's Thursday. And, let me finish the NaNoWriMo news. The 50K last night, it leaves me 7 days to do 50 more. Now, I've done 50K in 7 days. That is, in fact, not my record in terms of overall production, which is 68K in 7 days. Almost 7 days in a row. Or 7 days in a row, almost 10K. So it's entirely possible I have the chops. The question is whether or not I have the will. And I'm not sure. The story itself has unfolded a little more than I expected at this juncture, which means either the story's going to be a little shorter or I may have revealed too much too soon. But we'll see. We'll see how it works out. Trust characters, they almost always know better than I do. So we'll let this fly and just keep cruising. Just keep riding. Just keep swimming. The 7K a day by the 20th will give me to 99,000. And if I go a little bit over every day, that's probably going to give me the extra 1,000 that I need to break 100. And the question is whether or not 100K will be the end of the story. Ravenwood, I noted the other day, was about 110,000. Zephyr's Call came in at about the same length. So if this book comes in at 100, 110, even if it comes in a little shorter at 90, I'm not going to have any heartburn over that at all. Because I really like this story. I really like what it's setting up. It's setting up a story arc so that this could be an origin story rather than a Tanith Fearport trilogy with a nice neat bow at the end. There will be a nice neat bow at the end. There's also going to be, let's just say, an opportunity for sequels. They're probably not going to happen in 2014 because I've got so much I want to do in 2014. But 2015? Yeah, we might see more fantasy in my future. So yeah, very good. Today is Thursday, which means high school student day. I will be heading over to high school, and I may be going over to the library this morning. They open at 9 on Thursday, then open till 10 on Friday. But my wife got up early this morning, which is sort of a telltale for her. She's probably going to stay home sick today, because on days when she goes to work, she inevitably sleeps till the very last minute. And most times when she gets up on her own early, she's going to stay home. So it'll be much more productive for me to pack up and go to the library than to sit here with the inevitable interruptions. So, yeah, probably wind up going to the library. And then I've got high school kids this afternoon. So it's not going to be a big day. If I can get my 5K in today, that would be really good. At least I wouldn't fall any further behind. 3 days. You know, the worst case is I do 5K a day from now till the 20th, and I'm still 3 days back. About 15,000 words in the hole, which is where I am right now. And any amount that I can carve that 15,000 down is a reduction in lateness on goal 2, 100,000 words by the 20th. So we'll see. So I've got a lot to do today. I've got stuff I want to get managed, or stuff I need to get into the booth here and do some recording for PC. I didn't do that yesterday because I was kind of tied up. And at some point today, I have to find the time to make dinner. Planning on chowder for tonight to see how well that works. This guy making a turn. Yep, sorry, dude. FedEx truck moving here early this morning. I don't usually see those people here till mid-morning. Must be starting his route here instead of on the other end of town or something. At any rate, so far, so good. I'm a little concerned that too much has been exposed. I thought we talked about that. I'm not sure. We'll see. Oh, what else is on my mind today? Oh, the Title Fight website. I put a link to it on one of the show notes. I forget if it was yesterday or the day before. Where Jefferson. Anyway, he's examining titles. I've seen his criteria for examination, and I think he's got an interesting set of criteria. But I'm not sure that he's got enough of a I'm not sure he's got enough possible titles. At 25, I don't think that's enough. I don't think he's got enough exemplars to really draw any conclusions. There are a couple of them that are I probably wouldn't pick either title ever. Just because the title is icky. And I think he's finding that. He's found a couple of titles that... It's a little flying aircraft. It's a very interesting aircraft, too. That is. Not the usual biplane. It was a... Kind of reminded me of an otter. It has some sort of instrumentation boom hanging off the tail, so interesting. At any rate, he's finding that there are a couple of titles that are winning over and over, and a couple of titles that have very little in terms of support. So the problem is that I have a suspicion that they are the titles themselves and not the pattern, which is what he he was looking for. He was looking for a pattern on titles, and it's not showing up the way he expected. So Tara put a comment on the blog the other day about he really needs to have a couple of thousand titles in order to get a representative sample. And I think that's correct. Sniff snort. Sniff snorting away here. I'm ready for my toast and peanut butter, I can tell you. Brandon Alley came up with this idea for our cross promotion of our morning walk and talk, and the alternating word a day to write a novel. And I can't tell you just, I can't really express in words how much that appeals to me. The notion that 100 years from now, we'll get to chapter 2. I'm not sure if it's going to be a terribly effective tool. So the second word is dog. Anyway, I'll play along at least for a while. Brandon and I have talked about it, and we'll see how it works out. So Brandon put the first word up a while ago. A couple days ago. I didn't have a chance to listen to it, but he did share it with me. The first word is posted over on his site. My word is dog. And yeah. How far this is going to go? My initial reaction is not very far. But who knows? Might be. Oh, a camouflage truck. It's painted like woods. Not regular camouflage, but literally painted like woods. It looks like a mural. It looks like trees and shrubs. I'm sure that's going to be an effective mode of camouflage and planes. But I suspect it has more to do with camouflage in the mountains and planes. We'll make it difficult to see in the neighborhoods where there are in fact trees and shrubs. That's one of those ideas that strikes me as, really? Did you really think this through? The inability for other motorists to see you is not a consideration? My late sister had a Jeep. I called it the Bumblebee because it was Bumblebee yellow and white, yellow and black. It was quite a vehicle. She enjoyed it a lot while she had it, while she was alive. Not sure what happened to it. I'm not sure what's going on with the estate. Younger sisters still chugging away at it, and is probably still miffed at me because I asked her about her husband collection. Or more precisely, her ex-husband collection, because she has more ex-husbands than husbands, which one would generally anticipate. Hammers, roofing hammers. They're doing new roofs on the condos across the park here. They're half a mile away. I can hear the hammers snap, snap, snap. They're echoing. So it's a lovely morning. It's a gorgeous morning. It's 45 centigrades warmer than it's been all week. At least 10 degrees warmer than it's been all week. It's quite a lovely day. Didn't wear my fleece hat today. Got my ears flapping in the breeze. And it's really quite comfortable. It's a little chilly. It's a little nippy. Wind has knocked down most of the remaining leaves. There's still a couple of short trees here, still a couple shrub level trees that are in the park that have most of their leaves. Some of them are even still a little bit green. They may stick a little longer, I guess. Well, they are going to stay, they've already stuck longer than old Granddad Cottonwood here on the corner. I still have a few leaves left on my maple. Ooh, one left. As I see it fall to the ground. Yeah, 17 and a half on the backside. I'm right on track, moving right along, which is good because I am so ready for my breakfast. Yes, yes, indeed I am. So, with that, let me just say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.